Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Sometimes my moronic ways just take over, y'all. Just take over. Ooh, what this button do? You know what I'm saying? Oh, that hangs up. What's up, Sus?
I ain't nothing, bruh. Ain't nothing. But a party on KLT.
Hey, I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you happen to have any gray poupons?
Okay.
I need some gray poupons.
You do have some gray poupons.
Yeah,
I sure do.
There we go. Oh, man. The hostess with the mostest, including
okay,
the gray poupons.
Hey, don't let my girl side
don't
come
mad. Out. Oh, Lord. Hey, look. Yeah, we're going to divert, backtrack, and move all the way from that. Trish, you know, we have received a lot of kudos and had a boy, had a girl, really enjoying what y'all doing, you know, from people. And I just want to take this time to thank all of them because everybody doesn't really realize. I mean, I'm not going to say they don't realize, but if they don't, man, y'all need to understand. We do this thing because of y'all. You know what I mean? And both of us love sports talk. Trees up sports talk, DMV Tail love sports talk. But we know for a fact the energy within the show, the topics, most of the topics within the show, that comes from you all. That comes from you all.
Yeah.
So we thank you all for what you putting into it that we can borrow from. Can I say that, Tree? That we can borrow from y'all.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And I want for everyone to understand the people that are giving those kudos, that are giving them the attaboys and the attawomen, and y'all doing a good job. And your show is going to take off. This year, Tales Corner is going to take off. So I want to thank you all ahead of time, and from you all's lips to God's ears, and to the action and the mindset of Treats and I to keep doing what we're doing. And that's how we're going to be successful. So you may not be a person that's on these mics and talking with us, but trust and believe. Trust and believe.
Be fair to
you. Exactly. You are an intricate part of this program. Okay,
yeah.
We're locked out the way. Trish, how was that weekend?
Man, you know it. You know I was over here surrounded by all this love I got with my grandbabies. Been over in town. Been staying with me for a couple of days while my daughter looking for her new place. So, hey, I'm loving life. I got my grandkids. When they wake up in the morning, they run into me. The eyes light up when they see me. Oh, man, I'm in heaven over here, dog. I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. I'm telling you, it wasn't until I had my grand. Well, I'm going to say my last child. When Reese and I had Emmanuel, you know, it was like everything just clicked for me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I used to be, I don't want to say lost, but I'll say misunderstanding of the whole child, parental, grandparent thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then once my granddaughter was born, it was like, oh, okay. Because
the light went
on. Yes, because Reach and I were talking. We was like, man, we need a baby around here. And Mima always, I'm telling you, you could not talk to Mima for a little while without her saying something about daggone baby. And we like, Mima, we ain't having no more kids, Mima. And Mima said, we need to be a baby
right.
around here. Y'all need to have a baby over here. And lo and behold, my daughter had our granddaughter. And I tell you, I understand. Look, what they say on social media, we understand the assignment. You hear me? We understand.
Oh, right. I understand the assignment. Yes.
You know, and it's I can't even break it down into words. If I try, it would do it a disservice of the love,
mm-hmm.
the love that we
mm-hmm.
have for this little girl and our kids, you know, our sons and our daughter, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. And they are the reason, man. They are the reason that gives us the push in the right direction to do the things that we need to do. Now,
okay.
Y'all ready to go to the corner? Let's go on over to walk with me, like Riff said.
Okay.
Walk with me. Girl,
walk with
I got to tell you. I got to tell you this one, Tree. I got to tell you this one. Rev has turned himself into a wrestler.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he sent me a clip of him in action. Tree, I had water coming out of every extremity of my body. I could not stop laughing. It was so funny because if I was younger in my younger days and I saw it, it would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what's
yeah.
up. But now that I'm older and I know wrestling is I don't want to say fake, but not necessarily reality is what I'll say. Cause
okay.
Dude,
I love wrestling, but it's fake.
Okay. Tree said that. But anyway, girl... Rev was in the middle of the ring with this big burly dude. And I'm like, this Bama got like, he got like 3, maybe 4 feet over Rev. What Rev? And next thing I know, girl, he smacked Rev. And all you heard was, psh, and Rev fell to the canvas, right? And you know how. When the Bammers go out, they shake a body part when they coming back to, like, their body coming back to life.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, Rev did that. Look, first his hand. He shook his right hand. Then he shook his left hand.
Damn, bro. I'm done. Bammer, I can't.
Hey, look, nobody could not tell me that Rev was not laying on his back doing the happy feet. Girl, I was crying.
I'm done.
I was crying.
I'm done.
And look, and he called me today, Treat, and he was like, did you see the clip? And I instantly started laughing. He instantly got mad, you know.
Oh,
but I told him, I was like, Rev, it's entertainment. People supposed to find joy and laughter in it. He's like,
No, man.
You laughed a little bit too hard. I was like, well, I'm sorry. And proceeded to laugh even harder. Just because, you know how stuff is not really funny until it's not supposed to be funny. And that's when you end up laughing. That's when you end up laughing harder because it's not supposed to be funny. But, yeah, girl. Girl,
but had
I told
you not
Rip,
laid
I
that
said,
on him, he would have felt the whole never kind of way. So you got to take one.
Girl,
I mean, you got to take your good for the bad, bro.
I told him,
at
I said,
man. At least you laughed at him. You was laughing with him.
Oh, no, I laughed at him. I was laughing at him, sis. I'm sorry. It was all at him, y'all. I told him,
okay.
I said, I want you to call and let me know before you do that again. He was like, well, what's up? I was like, man, me and my son coming to watch that. we coming to watch that live, dog. I need that live. You understand me? The Facebook video was kind of blurry. I want to make sure I saw exactly what I saw. He said, shut the hell up. I ain't telling you nothing. He said, I ain't telling you nothing. I said, man.
Hey.
I said, you tell me.
Okay, so like you said, the next time he do it, call you so you and your son can go. And after you, as soon as you hang up from talking to him, please give me a call because I'm already in the car. I'm already in the car.
What?
Okay?
What? See what I'm saying? Are we our brother's keeper? We from Bethel, proud with it. You know what I mean? He think he getting mad because we laughing at him. Man, we bringing
the crowd,
you mama.
A support for him.
There you go. There you go. If that's what we want to call it, that's what we gonna call it. Anyway,
that's right.
on today's episode of Kale's Corner, Lady T and DMV Kale will discuss the weekend in sports, starting with the NBA. As this season starts to ramp up and teams are getting stronger with players returning to their roster lineup, Klay Thompson, who has been out of the Golden State lineup for 31 months. Whew, 31 months, man. He made his comeback versus the Cavaliers the other night. Also, my Washington Wizards welcome back Rui Hachimura after his early season layoff due to minor injuries and personal reasons, as they say. We're going to discuss that college national championship game between number one Alabama and number three Georgia. That game, whew, I tell you, man, that is what football should be. I'm telling y'all that if you didn't watch that game last night, you missed a hell of a game. And look, and the thing about it, y'all, I was late going to work Monday morning, right? And I was like, Treats, I don't want to stay up too late because I don't want to oversleep again. But I could not stop watching that game. And when the way that the Georgia players responded and showed their emotions, it was great. It was great. It was everything. It was everything.
I know that's right.
So we're gonna dive deeper into it, you know, but congratulations to Georgia. We're also, Lady T, we need you to reveal the winner from week 18. I'm sure it's off Lady T's picks. Yeah, talk about.
There you go. There you go.
Three. But we ain't going to tell nobody else. Did I win?
I don't know, bro.
You know what? She makes me sick, y'all. It was just going to be between me and you, Tree. I wasn't going to make you sign
bro.
No
pre. I know.
I wasn't going to make you sign no prenuncia.
I don't know, but I got to figure it out.
Man, whatever. NFL season, week 18, the regular season finale. It was so, I'm telling y'all, have made this season with the picks and our discussions so much fun. So much fun, you know. Now I have one more reason to rush the regular season back because of y'all, you know. But we want to discuss a little bit of the playoff matchups and who we think will win and why, San Francisco. And all this and more on today's episode of Kale's Corner. Trees, you got anything you want to say?
I can't wait. I can't wait until we dive into all that we got to dive into, because it's going to be juicy.
That's what's up. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Call somebody and tell them Treece and Kale's Corner going to be juicy. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale, will be busy. You know, clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, kick dogs. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dogs, funky dogs.
Man, every time I hear that song, I think of Minister Society, man. When they had that house party and they was in there jamming to Atomic Dog. That's every time. But Clay Thompson, did you have the line on Clay Thompson tree?
I can get it real quick. You need me to get it?
Yeah. Because I want to see exactly how he did after this 31 months. I mean, y'all, think about it. 31 months.
He scored 39 points, if I'm not mistaken, his first game back. I think he scored 39 points.
Oh.
But I'm going to check it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
He was balling.
Hey, the man missed being out there on that court, you know. And you know, I welcome him back, and I hope and pray that he stays healthy and at least finishes the season. You know, nothing bothers me more than these young men. You see them putting so much into their craft and their skill, and then they can't play due to injury, you know, or something like that. Now, I don't want to get into the Hachimura thing because I don't want to misspeak. I don't really want to misspeak, but it was good to see him back. It was good to see what the team has been missing since he's been gone, because he came in and he picked up on the rebounding right where he left off. He picked up on defense. He picked up on rim protection, everything, right where he left off. So, I congratulate him, and I give him his props, because the young man, you know, with everything that has been said as far as Hachimura goes, you know, to see him out there and play as if he didn't even miss a beat. It was a good thing. It was a very good thing.
He had his field goal percentage was 38.9%. He scored 17 points. He had one block, one assist, three rebounds, and he only played 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like when you look at a player and you say, yep, he's playing what he should be playing. He's doing exactly what he should be doing, you know. Anybody give that much after being gone for 31 months?
Uh-uh.
31 months, y'all. Let's think about that. 31 months, y'all. He's been gone.
Yeah.
And now he's back and giving it up to his teammates. That man, I tell you, let's take a phone call. Go to my man Lou.
What's happening, Lou?
Evening, Kel. All right. I was hoping to hear from you guys Saturday.
Yeah, Hey, you know what, Lou? When I heard your voice just now, I said that. I said, damn, we were supposed to call Lou this weekend. But we got
I had to go to the funeral, so I couldn't. You know, I had to go to the funeral.
I see.
Right. And I was out doing electrical work, so, you know, and you know, that took a little longer than I expected to as well. And I did not, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Lou's show. I couldn't think about Lou's show. I was busy with that electrical work. But how was it, Lou?
Well, we had a good crowd anyway. And, you know, we were able to discuss, you know, the games that happened this weekend. Some went as expected, and some, well, did not go as expected. And for those of you who thought that last night, and for those of you who thought last night's game was going to be a pushover for Alabama, wrong. Wrong.
I knew it all along. Did you? Because I thought Alabama was going to win that game. Alabama was going to win that game. Their two key star players got hurt, like broken legs.
Right.
So once they went out, I knew Georgia was going to win. Once they went out, I knew Georgia was going to win. I mean, you know, they was up.
Yes.
You know, before he went out, he had six catches for like 67 yards.
Yes.
He was well on his way to make 150, 200 yards before he got hurt.
Right.
Basketball.
Oh, sorry.
Basketball.
We talking about Rui Hachimura, Luke. You didn't get me in trouble.
Sorry.
I
did hear about his performance, although I wasn't able to watch the game, but I can tell you he's back. So I'll just say like this. Fork it over.
Oh, yeah?
Fork it over. It's over.
Wow.
So you like Rui.
Warriors got this now in the bag. There's no stopping them now.
Unless
the Phoenix has to say
something
about it. Oh, the only thing that can stop them is Phoenix. Other than that, the Warriors have got this wrapped up.
I don't know, Lou, because I think our Bulls, we got a good little chance now, Lou.
I think it's going to come down to whoever wins the West is going to take it. I mean, the West is, I think, you know, been far more superior than the Eastern Conference. So, if anybody's going to win, it's got to come to the West. Between whoever wins, Phoenix and Golden State, because that's going to be one conference final series.
Can't leave Brooklyn out.
No, Brooklyn's fading. They lost again last night. Kyrie can only play road games. He's not going to do any home games this year. So I don't think they're going to do it. And they're fading fast. They've lost five of the last six.
Wow. Well, I will say, as far as other teams go, they're not as leery of Brooklyn as say last season, you know, when everybody just knew for sure Brooklyn would take the championship. You know, you don't have that going on this season. So I can see what you're saying, Lou, but at the same time, I think we're just a little bit too early. A little bit too early.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
It's a good call out, though. It's a good call out, though. I see what he's saying, but it's a good call out. I think it's just a tad bit too early, a couple of games too early. But if this keep going the way it's going, then he might be right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. Let's get through the All-Star break, right?
Right, of course.
Let's get through this All-Star break. and see what comes of Brooklyn there, you know, and then we can say whether go ahead and cancel them out or okay, Brooklyn is back. It's just like football to me, you know. Football doesn't start until the cold season kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And once the cold season kicks in,
November,
we're seeing exactly who these teams are. The Rams, for example, they received the nickname "the greatest show on turf." Why? Because in the heat, they were still able to have that high flying offense. They were still able to toss that ball all over the field. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And we deemed them the greatest show on turf. You know, Washington with the Hogs. That name, the Hogs, was birthed in November football. That was the time that name became their name, because why? They were able to grind out games with John Riggins and you know, just about any damn body we chose to be in the backfield. So I'm saying all that to say it's a little too early to count Brooklyn out. I think they have to get through the second part of the season. Once the weather breaks,
all right,
and it's nice, and every look, and they done had a little oil slid to them. You know, they got that cold weather mechanics off of them bodies, and now they're able to take advantage. Then I believe we'll see then what Brooklyn is. You know what I mean? Let's go to the Huckleberry. What's happening, Huckleberry?
What's happening,
Huckleberry? I'm your Huckleberry. What's up, everybody? All I got to say is one thing.
Lord, help is basketball.
Yeah,
I ain't got nothing to say about basketball. Okay, come back to me.
Huckleberry,
right,
stop acting
right.
Like that, Huckleberry. Stay on the subject.
I ain't got nothing to say about basketball, for real, though. I don't. For real. I'm telling you the truth.
You ain't got nothing to say about Klay Thompson, who has missed 31 months, coming back, Rui Hachimura coming back to the Wizards.
This is 39 games.
And Greg Monroe. The Moose is now a Washington Wizard. You ain't got nothing to say about none of that.
Right.
No, sir. No, sir.
Get on my nerve.
Oh, man.
Hey, look. I mean, here's the thing. A shooter like Klay Thompson, that's not surprising it's not surprising that he scored the points that he scored in the amount of time that he scored, because they were feeding him the ball, so he could score.
Right.
And a shooter never loses his touch. And if he's open, he's going to knock him down. So I'm not that surprised that he scored those amount of points. I'm going to tell you what's surprising. That boy, Jay Morant, out there just walking the sky, blocking shots, playing his butt off right now. Him and Klay Thompson got to be the topic in basketball.
You're not going to include Hachimura?
I haven't seen him play, sis. I can't really speak on him. I haven't seen him play.
He played yesterday. I mean, Sunday.
For some reason, I don't know why, I could not get that game. I tried my best, and I could not get that game.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Well, you will get a chance to see him tonight.
Yes,
oh, okay.
He played tonight.
All I know is this. Anybody that comes to the Wizards that makes us better,
mm-hmm.
is a welcome addition. Anybody.
Yeah.
that comes and make us better. Because I feel like we are point guard and a real good big man on the inside of being a really, really good team.
You mean you short them two players, you mean?
Huh?
You short a point guard and you short a big man. That's what you mean?
And we short a really big man on the inside, sis. You know, I mean,
Harrell
is a good power forward.
Right.
Right.
But he ain't that big center that we need.
Exactly.
I mean, that y'all need, because I'm going to
tell y'all.
But I understand.
I absolutely love Greg Monroe. And Tang, you know, I've had nothing but good things to say about the way, because number one, it was unexpected. I didn't see this coming from no. I didn't see this coming at all. You know,
it was
and yes. And I love when a Georgetown product comes back home and plays for the professional team. And I'm telling you, I didn't know his nickname was the Moose until they were talking about it. The commentators were saying, you know, all he brings to the game and what he's going to bring and the things they expect to see. And then they said, and his nickname is the Moose. And I looked at him, I said, damn, he really looks like a moose, you know, by the face.
He looked just like one. He should have been playing for the Bucks.
But not, you play too much. You know what? I can't stand Johann Park. Oh, my goodness. He said the Bucks, y'all.
That's where all the mooses are.
Me, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tang, come on, put us back on track, Tang.
I'm gonna tell you something. Let me say this real quick before Tang comes in, if you don't mind. If a Georgetown players turn out to, if they don't come off out of Georgetown being superstars like Patrick or Allen or you know or Alonzo, a Georgetown player that comes out, he's an average player. You got to give him some time to work him in because he got the fundamentals. You just got to give him some time, and he'll end up being a great player for you. But don't expect him. That's what happened to Porter. When he came to us, we needed a forward that could shoot, and he wasn't that guy to step in and just carry you at that time. And that's what we needed.
Yeah. He's that person now, but he wasn't that person when y'all needed him. I understand.
Hey, there you go, sis.
I look at, to me, the most successful Hoyer, it hands down is Alonzo Mourning to me. He built a name for himself. He set records and he's won championships. So Alonzo Mourning hands down to me.
And he went on to become a coach.
And he went on to coach. Yeah. So you know I give props to Alonzo Mourning. And you know, and that's not to say anything bad about other Georgetown players, but to me, when I look at a career and accomplishment, it's Zoe. It's Zoe.
Well, I can't argue with you about Zoe being a great player for a Georgetown because he really was, and he was a great player in the pros, and he came from Georgetown, so I can't argue with you about that. To me, he would be third on our list of great players coming out of Georgetown behind Patrick and Allen Iverson. And Allen Iverson would be on top of the list for me.
Yeah.
Mourning, I don't really care that much for Mourning because he was an arrogant cuss, man. Even though he was a good player, he was arrogant as hell. Huh?
And he was a drunk.
And, yeah.
Now.
Good of all of it.
Just
even,
about
all of it. You know, even him being a drunk, even him being arrogant, he pulled it all back in and gave back. So that's
good. Yes, he did.
That's good. right? All his arrogance, you know, being arrogant, you know, he stopped drinking and, you know, turned all that around. He did a lot of wrong things in the beginning, but then he turned it around in the, you know, towards the latter part of his career. He turned it all around. Mm-hmm. He became, like, a good person. Like, he really became a really good person by giving
hey,
back
Alan,
and all that.
Alan terrorized in Philadelphia for a while.
Yeah, Allen Iverson, he does the same thing. I ain't taking nothing away from him either.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
I think when it came to Allen Iverson, you had the media and the league stereotype him. They stereotype him in a bad likeness, and it followed him.
It
put him in a box. And it really shouldn't have, because that man, hey. If,
he was amazing.
If you listen to Allen Iverson talk back then, he was very articulate.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just a dumb jock, you know. You could see the work that Big John Thompson put into him.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a trendsetter. That's who he was.
Yeah.
He bought the baggy clothes. You know, nobody wasn't doing that. He bought the baggy clothes, the big chains, hair. People get their hair cornrows nowadays, and they still say, I want the Allen Iversons.
Yep.
They still say that.
Yep.
So he a trendsetter as well as being a legend. He's a trendsetter as well.
Exactly. And when you see the NBA for what it really is that Allen Iverson did, players like Allen Iverson, Marshawn Lynch, who see it for what it is and call it out, they get labeled. And Allen got labeled.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Free will.
They make the world believe you're crazy in a minute, in a split second.
Free will. Exactly.
Well, see, free will did have a little bit in it. He was out there choking folks, okay?
No, free will, it was, I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me in any way. In any
absolutely.
Way. And he behaved in a manner in which the environment he grew up in behaved. Some people will say, yeah, that's crazy. But if you grew up in Harlem, New York, you're going to carry situations like a Harlem dude. If you grew up uptown, Washington, D.C., you're going to carry situations like an uptown Washington, D.C. dude, you know?
You shouldn't be choking nobody whether you live in the hood or in Beverly Hills. It shouldn't matter.
Let me ask everybody. One question. Have you ever worked on a job and had a supervisor or a coworker, and you said to yourself, man, I wish I could choke the hell out of this bad man? Because I know I've had a couple.
When? Last week or you mean just in a lifetime?
Lifetime or
in
just
a lifetime.
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Look at here. Man, I ain't even gonna go into the story, but I have that coworker that I want to choke the damn life out of sometimes. So, and I know I'm wrong for this, but part of me admires free will for choking the damn coach. look, muy poquito of me admires him for doing that. For real.
Well, see, Kale,
your money says,
man, I can't afford to go to jail for whooping this dude's butt. Freewell's money said, if I choke him, I can afford to fine.
Yep.
Look at that drunk and get the bail money. Get the top.
Yeah, get the bag. I told y'all I was saving this money because I was gonna whip that butt one day. So get the bail money.
Don't get that money.
And don't sell Kenny Mayweather. He walk around with bail money
all the time.
You know, in case he got smacked somebody. Yeah. So
okay. They got one of them faces, kids.
Yeah, yeah. Trees, you know what? You gonna stop.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, if you can see it, though. Van Gundy. Not the coach, but his brother, the announcer. Tell me you.
Oh, the commentator.
Yes. You got a face you just want to smack, man. You know?
Little fat one. Little boy
one. Yeah. Right. Some dude just got that face. And I will honestly say I've never seen a woman and had that feeling, you know? But it's a whole lot of men.
Well, I have.
I've seen. Well, I mean, you know.
I'm a girl. I'm supposed to see that. If you see it, then I'd be questioning you on some different stuff. If you really seen it and want to do that, I'd be questioning you about some other stuff. So that's
exactly
a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, Kel. How you going to see a female and feel that way?
Right.
Come on, Kel. Let's have some tea to talk about this one.
We're going to have to sit on the couch for this one.
Yeah. Sit me down for a minute or two. But you know what? 57, boy, you treacherous, boy. You know?
Yeah.
You
know,
what I do this time?
You done ran the subject. Hey, we done talked about people who deserve to be smacked because the way they face look. We didn't even hear what Tank. Come on, Tank. Come in, Tank, please.
Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing? What's up, Mr. 57? You crazy, man.
Hey, Kale always call on you like you coming to ride in on a white horse or something. Come on, Tang. Come on in here. You know, come on. Come on, Tang.
Hey, bro.
Hey, 57.
I can literally ride right on in on that white horse, too, bro, if you need me to. You want me to come on the corner next time with him?
Hey, man, you ain't got them skills no more, bruh. Look, you lost some skills, bruh.
Bro, how I'm going to lose them skills when I see that horse all the time, man?
Okay. I don't want to get outside of topic because Kale will accuse me of something, you know.
All right, but look. Okay, but look. Now, y'all were talking about the basketball. I can't wait to watch. Definitely can't wait to watch the Bullets play tonight so I can watch Greg Monroe.
Just a while, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You going to watch Greg Monroe tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what my man Greg Monroe going to do. I can't believe 57. I can't believe you forgot about Greg Monroe, 57.
What are you going to talk about? That's all that was.
Yeah, he was a beast when he came to Georgia. Yeah, he showed up there.
He didn't want to talk about that right now. He wanted to talk about what he wanted to talk about. You know how I can tell you.
You're absolutely right, Miss T, because every time I get on the phone, he act like I ain't never been listening. And he showed up didn't want to talk about no basketball when he got on here, but he had a whole lot to say, though.
Of course. You like this.
Hey, man.
Tang, did you see Klay Thompson or Rui Hachimura? Did you see either one play?
Nah.
Okay.
I didn't see either one play.
Man, he was throwing like a baby.
I was heard he started there.
Because I was like,
was a long
day for him, y'all. Y'all got to be prepared.
Okay.
That's the day we had to put on
No doubt.
We had a long day.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
Hey, big bruh, I didn't even watch our game on Saturday.
Wow.
I fell asleep.
He was asleep the whole time.
Man, that was my highlight of the weekend, man.
I know it was. I'm glad it was. Somebody had to watch.
The best game is yet to come, bruh. Are we talking about football yet?
Oh, no, man, get off topic. No problem. go right ahead.
No, we are not.
I'm listening.
I know. We are not talking about football yet, sir.
No.
Okay.
We still talking about the Bulls and these Bulls on a 7-game winning streak. Yes, and how the Bulls beat up on Washington. We ain't even talk about none of that. Y'all ain't giving me no credit with these Bulls, for real. Number one in the
division. Get on your team for you.
In the division.
Right,
yes, sir.
Right. Y'all won the game in the last few seconds. Well, on a great
matter,
shot.
Sir.
I'll give you that. But
it don't matter because if y'all would have won it in the last few seconds, you would have been saying something right now. You'd have been probably throwing it in my face right now. The dagger.
No. I wouldn't have said we were beating up on y'all. I would say we pulled off the victory, which is what y'all did.
Let me just say that we pulled off the victory. We pulled off the victory. I'm gonna say what you're gonna say. Pulled off the victory.
And I can't say nothing about it. Because y'all did.
Yeah.
Y'all pulled that victory off.
But didn't they say that Chicago and Memphis?
They try to give us a black eye.
I know the two hottest teams, teams in the NBA right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I ain't taking nothing from Chicago because they're on the roll right now. And I really expected Miami to have a better record than they have right now. But they got some people hurt, and they got the COVID. But Chicago playing good. Chicago and Memphis playing good right now.
Man, we got the COVID, too. We had the COVID. Wait a minute. I got you about the limit of how standards. Time out. Because first of all,
we had limit your standards, but you ain't had COVID like that.
You know what I mean? We had to postpone two games.
Y'all didn't got
it
started, man. Come on.
We didn't play for a whole week, sir. We didn't play for a whole week.
But that means you didn't lose any games. You got to come back. You got to come back and make up your games.
But we still in the lead right now.
I give you credit. Hey, Tang and Kale, them the ones arguing about, not me. Tang and Kale.
Whoa. Don't say nothing. Hey, 57. Don't put me in.
Yes, sir.
Don't try to throw me in it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Y'all ain't agreeing with her. I am.
No, I'm not agreeing with her. The one thing I didn't agree with, I said, no, y'all don't talk like y'all beat us down like it was no competition. Y'all pulled the game off.
I never
say
that, bro. I never said that.
Like she said. She said a win is a win, and I agree with her.
That's all I said. A win is a win.
Hey, look, when she writes, she writes, man. You know, y'all don't want to give her credit because her team on a roll right now.
All I'm going to say is this. He who laughs last, man. It's real early. It's too early to get too excited.
Hey, Kale,
you know what I mean?
This hateration does not serve you well, sir. I'm telling you.
Right. No, you're not hating. I'm trying to enjoy these wins, like you was telling Marcus. Just let me enjoy these wins, early or not. Just let me enjoy these wins while I got them.
That's right. Let her enjoy her wins, man.
Wait a minute.
This a family show. This a family show. Be cool.
Hit that.
Come on, y'all.
You know.
Oh my God.
You almost got the F word, 57. You better leave me alone, man.
Hey, sis.
Say that.
You see what happens? Hey, see you, sis. You see what happens when you tell the truth? How they turn on you?
Oh my goodness.
See what happens. They turn on you so you can tell the truth.
No, no. It's just that you.
Okay, well, the real one, please stand up.
You talk all that trash, and then you going to join sides with her?
But I never said anything bad about the Chicago Bulls, man. I never said anything bad. It's always you and Tane. It's always you and Tane.
You know why? You know why? Because
you
y'all gotta forgive us. Between Tane, Treece, and myself, we have to hear Treece talk all type of jack. All the time. I call Treece during the basketball game. Treece called me during the basketball game. Treece talking trash the whole time. So with Tane and I, it's just, okay, the bar is set. So we just, you know, sticking with the bar. Where it's been set, that's all. You know?
Yeah,
okay, so what happened was,
so right back. There
no,
you go.
What happened was, yes, we do call each other. We do call each other during the game, right, and talk trash. But you called me right before the game started,
yeah.
And you were talking mad trash. How y'all dog us, drag us down, do all that.
I don't remember that. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Tree, Kang ain't bailed on him yet.
I got it on tape.
Oh, my goodness. You can't be recording no conversation, John.
Look, bro got quiet. He thought I was being taped. He got quiet.
Yeah.
Said, oh, my God.
Hold on. Don't be taping. Don't be taping. Hey,
y'all,
bro, I love you. I swear I do.
We're going to take a break on that one. Hey, nothing but love. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back with this crazy show, man.
So I'm honest with you.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Pick up the pieces. Hey, let's pick up them pieces, man. Like Georgia picked them up last night against number one Alabama. Was anybody, I want to know, were any of you guys surprised at that game last night?
I was surprised because Alabama was winning, and their two stars got hurt, broke a leg, or one messed his knee up, and they went out for the rest of the game, and that decided the game. Alabama wasn't really controlling the game, but they was on their way to controlling the game when that happened.
Let me say this, and this is why I think it really wasn't, because when Alabama, I know they lost two stars, but one of them they lost last night, and they were only getting field goals. They didn't score any touchdowns. They were only getting field goals. And the moment Georgia actually scored a touchdown, I said, oh, this is Georgia's game. This is Georgia's game. Because we were all over my aunt house watching it, and I kept saying, the first team, okay, they kicking field goals after field goals after field. First team to actually score a touchdown going to win this game. The first team that actually, and then the pick six, nothing for nothing, guys. The way that Alabama's quarterback, what's his name again, guys?
Yeah.
Rice Young. But the way that they were hyping him and you know, putting all the stats out of 2 years out of high school and he won the Heisman Trophy. And to me, last night, that game looked too big for him. Did anybody else see that? Where he was confused, right?
He just looked hurt to me. He didn't look like he was well to me.
Yeah, I think I thought it was a grinded out game. I still thought with Georgia's defense that by being, it looked like it was going to be a grinded out game, and I thought Georgia would take the win. After their receiver went down, that really gave Georgia's defense an edge. And once they went up by that touchdown, I said, oh, you know what? He really had no deep threat anymore, you know. And they just, you got a young quarterback and you got a good defense that's experienced. They put the heat on it and he wasn't ready for it. Not even the coach was ready for it. You know,
Alabama had a lot of rookies. That was the youngest team. They had a lot of rookies.
Don't nobody get it twisted. Nick Saban got out coached last night too. Nick Saban, for the first time in a while, got out coached last night.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was wondering if that was the statement you were making when you said the coach wasn't ready for it either. I'm like, are you saying that Saban wasn't ready?
He got out coached last night.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't quicker than that. He got to be quicker.
That's a big statement.
Nick Saban is like a Belichick in college football. He can always adjust. Last night I saw Nick Saban that didn't have it. He didn't adjust to – he knew what he was going into the game with already. You know, they had just played Georgia in the SEC championship. He knew what he was going up against already.
At the end of the game, him and the coach was laughing and smiling. It seemed like he took this whole tournament like it was a joke.
Like, you know, Alabama, we going to win it, you know. It seems all the way up until this, it seemed like he had that arrogance, like, we know we going to win it. And last night it looked like he was confused out there. And that, the other coach, the excitement on the sideline, man, I love to play for that guy.
You know, and that's part of in the intro. I spoke on that. You know how freely Georgia's sideline was with, as far as their emotion goes. I don't really recall seeing that type of reaction on an Alabama sideline when they won. I mean, Of course, we've seen the guys happy, but Georgia was elated last night, okay? That quarterback, what's his name? Bennett, whatever his name was. He was, yes. That man was doing the interview, and they asked him, you know, what happened? What your emotions? And he lost it again. You know, thinking about what he's accomplished. They took the camera down Georgia's sideline. You had these big 350, 340-pound men on the sideline crying with emotion. And seriously, that's coaching. That's coaching.
Yeah, exactly.
Your coach has gotten so much or become – so much a part of you and what your team is doing that you're overwhelmed with emotion. And as a coach, that's all you want out of your players. You want them to show you that all you've done wasn't for naught. all you have been to them this season on this journey and how you led them was the perfect way to lead them. And those guys, I mean, hey, kudos to Georgia again, man. I got to give you
Alabama. Alabama might win the next three titles because they needed that. They needed that loss. They got a good team. They got a great team.
Yeah.
And that loss right there, they might come back out next year. They done already picked them to win the title next year. And, you know, you just never know, man. You just never know.
Well,
that coach for Georgia, when they ended that last play of the game when Alabama had the ball, and he threw like a Hail Mary. He threw the ball, and they intercepted it. If you could see the coach was like,
yes.
Get down.
Yes.
And kept running. So he said, run. And then he was like, get down. I was like, this coach is so emotional, and he is so, like, in the moment. He didn't know what to say. He was like, first, get down. Then he said, run.
Yep.
And then he said, get down again.
Run.
And then the little dude was just like, he had his head back. He had them arms moving. He was running, boy. He was getting it. I was like, okay.
Did you see when he leaped up in the air when they got the interception? I thought he was going to leap out of the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, no one of these guys out there giving their all. The coach giving his all on the sideline.
Yeah.
The play that stuck out in my mind at the end of the game when Georgia got that sack on Alabama and the game was over. That coach was he displayed all of that energy all over again, you know, and I was just like, you know, I mean, for real, it's no wonder that Georgia won this game. They out energy Alabama, you know. They brought more energy to the table than Alabama did. And how many times have we seen Alabama play and that was the case?
Right.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It was destined for Georgia to win that game. It was destined for Georgia to win that game. In the fashion that they did.
Let me ask you one question, though. Did anybody see the interview they did with Bryce Young, the quarterback for Alabama, at the end of the game? It looked like they were talking to an 18-year-old kid. You know, I'm like, these guys are nothing but kids out here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Playing this game, and y'all putting all this pressure on them, the media, the school, everything, and they just young kids. They want to cry because they lost, you know, because as a young kid, that's how we deal with it when we, you know, a lot of times when we lose games that we put everything into. And you ask them questions that really you should be asking a grown person, but you shove a microphone in front of a kid and expect him to say the right thing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. And I learned this from my high school coach. You learn more in a loss than in a win any day.
Yeah.
You learn more about yourself, about your teammates in a loss than in a win every day, any day. If everything goes according to schedule, everything goes according to plan, then what have you learned?
Nothing.
Everything you practice for is what happened. So you've learned nothing. But the adversity that comes with a loss, you learn from that. Okay, I can't do this. Okay, we can't do that. This will result in a loss. This will result in a win. And you take those things with you, and your next opportunity, you bring them to the forefront. So while Alabama was hurting and you know, upset or whatever, young men, you have to learn. Who is that with that background noise?
Okay. Okay.
again, kudos to Georgia. No one expected them to win, and those guys pulled it out. Congratulations.
I did.
You know.
Lou, you expected them to win.
That's right.
Go ahead, Big Lou.
I told you
Georgia.
That was going to happen.
Georgia.
That's a good thing. I'm glad. Oh, it was a rainy night in Georgia. Oh boy. Okay.
We come back, we're going to go into Lady T's Week 18 pick, who's the winner, and we're going to discuss what was Week 18 besides the finale of the regular season, you know.
What a game that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Black stripe, yellow paint. My team in the playoffs, yours ain't.
Right.
I like it when you crank it like that.
Congratulations to everyone, the winners who got themselves in, the people who got shoehorned and greased in, you know, congratulations on making it to the playoffs. I'm going to say this one thing, though. If your team didn't make it straight up outright, the team who's usually helped in or shoehorned in, they really usually turn out to be one and done. I'm just saying.
At least we get a chance to see if we won and done.
Yes, you do. And you know what, 57? I'm happy for you because if my team would have made it, been in the condition that we are, we definitely would have been one and done. So, you know, hey.
Right.
Hey, now let's see who is one and done.
Hey,
can you predict that?
Hey, don't worry. We gonna carry the Kale's Corner banner to the Super Bowl, baby. We got you covered, Kale. We got you covered. Black and yellow, baby. Black and yellow. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Black and yellow.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
So
we gonna carry you. Hey, look. When we get to the Super Bowl, we're gonna put a banner up on the corner that's gonna say Hell's Corner.
Oh wow.
We're gonna represent you in the Super Bowl, baby boy. We got you.
Hey Tree.
Yes.
Highlight episode 164, 41.32. Write that down for me. So we can go back. And pull that up. Well, everything 57 just said. When we start hearing he's firing everybody, he's putting this one out the team, he's getting rid of that one. Yeah.
What episode?
I ain't gonna forget y'all when we get to the Super Bowl. I'm going to call your names out. These are all the losers I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to call your names out, baby. I'm going to call your names out. Represent.
Be nice. Yeah. Be nice.
Hey, no, Lou. Let him.
No.
Go on and stick his foot in his mouth. Let him do what he did.
Okay.
Hey, look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to shut up. I'm playing with house money now anyway, Cam. I'm playing with house money. How can I lose? Huh?
How can you lose?
No. I'm not supposed to even be at the party. 2 weeks ago, I was being counted out. Now I'm up in there. I'm ready to do the jig, baby.
Yeah, when you go and you knock on the door and they slam that door in your face, that'll be a loss, bro.
Well, one thing when they slam the door in my face, I can turn around and say, I didn't get in Washington football team. You know y'all can't get in.
Well, yeah.
I killed myself.
Uh-uh. We expected not to get in 57. You're saying nothing new. We didn't expect to get in.
I just told you. I'm turning around to the onlookers and saying, sorry. And that's what you are right now, Kel. You're on look.
See, that's the problem.
You're in the same position
you.
That you're normally
that's
in. You're standing on
that
the outside
the
looking in.
Well, I'm glad
your normal position.
The fact that we're normally there. I'm glad you can acknowledge that, but that's your problem. You're too busy looking at the people who are not there. You better worry about who you have to play. Huh?
Hey, look. Like my man John Thompson always said, it's a brand new season now, baby. Anything can happen. And I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Do y'all remember doing the predictions and saying what everybody team was going to do? I'm going to give you guys just that. I said that we were going to be 12-5. We're actually 10-7. Tank said that the Cowboys were going to be 12-5, and they are 12-5. Washington.
Oh, have mercy.
Kale said the Washington football team was going to be 12-5. They're 7-10. Pittsburgh 57 said that the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to be 10-7, and they're actually 9-7-1.
Oh man.
The Seahawks, Debo, 10-7 is what he said. They're actually 7-10. Marcus said that the Washington football team is going to be 10-7. They're actually 7-10. And Ted said 10-7. They're actually 6-11.
Well, Debo said, congratulations to 57, you three with the 49ers. And Tank with the Cowboys. Now give us some good playoff football.
Yes.
Give us some good playoff football.
Well, we about to get some people out of there real fast for y'all. So
All right.
It's gonna be quiet in my house for a little while. One of us will be sick.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall watching that.
Ain't gonna watch out, but I'm just saying one of us is gonna be sick. Okay?
Somebody gonna be in their feelings, yeah.
Somebody gonna be in their feelings, whether it's gonna be red or blue over here. Somebody gonna be in their feelings.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot I had Tang on mute. Come on, Tang. I know you got something you want to say.
I kind of
heard that in the background saying, oh, my God.
Hey, Mo, you know you did. She running her mouth. She been running her mouth since Sunday, man. I ain't worrying about that, big bro. But, look, I'm going to tell you, though, we know since when Miss T was calling out them records just now, football ain't going to be no more 8-8 getting the playoffs. You're going to have to get 10. You're going to have to win 10 games to get in the playoffs now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of it.
Now let your hold on 9-something.
True.
That means it's going to be a long time for the Washington football team to get to the playoffs.
Now, you really concerned with us, man.
Kale. Now, I'm not real concerned with you, Kale. I'm real concerned with the losers. I'm real concerned with the losers, Kale. With the losers, Kale. Because I live for this, Kale. I live for this, Kale. I live the frustrated watching the football team fans. I live for this.
Once you eat the beans,
go ahead with it.
And poop, once you eat the beans and poop the beans, you don't worry about the beans anymore. You worry about the beans.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay, it sounds like you got shot. You got shot in the back and ain't completely fixed the wound yet. You need to go back to the doctor.
Why is that? Where did that come from?
Hey, man, think about it. It come back around. You'll think about it. You're like, oh, now I know what he was talking about.
No, I don't think I'm ever catch that one. Cause
I know, Ken.
My mind is expecting we won and we play X this weekend. I'm not expecting you to be talking about a team that you probably wouldn't even have played us. Where you at, man? What's wrong, man?
It doesn't matter, Kale. It doesn't matter. Hey, Kale, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm the guy to say, I don't think he's dead yet. You better kick him again. Kick him again. I'm that guy. Yes, sir. I'm that guy.
Until you go to kick him and he alive and grab your damn foot and pull you down with him.
Ain't no biting that dog I'm kicking. That dog I'm kicking is dead.
He's dead.
Dead, I say.
I hear you. But I've never seen any fan of any team more concerned with a team that he's not even playing.
You learn something new every day, Kale.
Is that what it is?
I got to play Kansas City. What am I afraid? What am I afraid of?
Okay.
What am I afraid of, Kale?
It has come full circle. It has come full
circle. Hey, Kale,
Kansas City should be scared. No wonder you have nothing to say about your next opponent. Because
we have nothing to lose. We have nothing.
Okay.
Now, see, I ain't going in there like that. I told you the Jaguars. Look, my team is going to the Super Bowl, baby. Just accept it.
With all that help.
You ain't
going
to help. Hey, man. Thank you for the help. I want to say thank you, anybody that helped us. Thank you. Thank you.
That's where you should be. Man.
Thank you.
You worried about things.
Hey, I am right where I want to be, brother.
No, you're not. You're not for real. Because you don't want to see things.
Don't try to pull me back down in that basket with you, bro. I'm not a crab. Leave me alone.
That's where you at.
Let me go, baby.
That's where your team is, man. When you more worried about us, a team that
at
ain't
the end,
even
look,
in the playoffs.
At the end of the playoffs, and we the only team standing there representing Kale's Corner. Better recognize, baby.
Yes.
That you had a star in your midst all along. Damn. Boy, that just sounds good. I got to hit you.
Come on. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break on that one. Tree, get ready. Come on and reveal your winner, baby. That Bama lunch smoked too much.
Go. I ain't never ran from a d- Nah, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up. Got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me.
Why not?
This ain't worth my energy.
What you have to do?
Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me.
Never, ever, ever.
I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side.
Never, ever, ever.
I never, ever, ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind.
Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I leave.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You been, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah,
man, put a stack in her rack.
Go. I'm
Dr. Put a stack in her rack. Come on, Tree.
Yeah.
So, the NFL, I wanted to say this real quick. This is a service announcement. I want to throw this in.
Uh-oh.
The NFL coaching firm, Brian Flores, Matt Eggs, and Matt, Mike Zimmer have all been fired. And they're looking at
I have another one for you.
And they're looking at some of the people.
I was just saying, I wanted to get this out. Mike Zimmer went out with a bang. Talking about Kirk Cousins, he said he was trying to talk game plan and strategy, and Kirk was more interested in where his soul was going to be after he died.
Yeah.
Crazy. Go ahead.
I have one for you though. Just came over the wire.
Okay.
Joe Judge out. He's no longer the Giants coach. He's, yep. What a surprise! Oh, what a surprise! I thought.
Yeah.
You said Joe Judge.
Joe Judge.
Yeah.
The verdict is you're fired.
Okay, you got it.
The verdict says guilty of you being a lousy coach. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
That y'all hear about the Dolphins coach?
Yeah.
They said that was a terrible firing, right? They said
that
boy
was messed
wanted
up, man.
Yeah, they said that boy told the manager that he wanted what's the quarterback name for the Jaguars?
Herbert.
Yeah, he wanted him. He wanted Herbert, and the guy went and got a Tua. He said that guy was disappointed the whole year anyway.
He wanted DeSean Jackson. He wanted DeSean Jackson. He wanted the owner to go ahead and get him, and he wouldn't do that either. And then this guy, the first time they've had two winning seasons in a row, and you fired a coach?
Fired a coach. Come on, man.
Yeah. And just like the man said, he said, man, you want me to cook the food, but you don't want me to pick out none of the groceries.
Huh.
I mean, he said, all I wanted was that milk, right? I ain't even asked to pick out a whole bunch. I just wanted the milk. I wanted a certain milk, and you wouldn't even give me that.
Wouldn't allow him to have it.
Wouldn't even allow him to have it. Let me get to the winner, y'all, and then we can go back to talking about this. Get this real quick, and then we can go back to talking about what we were talking about, you guys. All right. The week 18 picks, I want to congratulate. Week 17, I want to congratulate Mima once again for winning week 17 picks.
Mima.
Yes, Mima. Okay, so moving right along to week 18. Coming in last with 6 picks is my girl Reese. Reese got 6 picks.
Did I laugh out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did,
bro.
I'm sorry, Reese Cup.
Coming in 7. Coming in. Hey, Reese.
Hi.
How are you, babe?
Hello.
Hey, Reese, he laughed at you.
I heard.
I just wanted to remind you for when the phone go off.
7 picks, you guys. 7 picks. Coming in, Debo and the best co-host ever.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
8 picks coming in. 57, Marcus, Mima, and Lou. All 4 of them came in with picks.
Mm.
If your name has not been called, you know what it is. That means you're still in the running. Okay, you guys, this is how it's going to play out on Saturday. 9 picks. coming in with 9 picks, you guys. Tang. And if you haven't heard today, that means your girl coming in with 10 picks. Miss King. Miss King. Coming in with, congratulations, Miss King, with 10 picks. Girl, you did that.
Hey, Kel, didn't you say we was going to talk about something else now?
So we got two women, 2 weeks in a row.
Didn't you say we were going to talk about something else?
I need a recount.
I want to go ahead and talk about basketball. Hey, Kel, I got something to say about basketball now. I don't want to talk about football no more.
Somebody just said the magic word, and the magic word is recount. Chiefs, I picked the Cowboys. I need y'all to count these. I picked the Chiefs, the Cowboys, Washington, Steelers, Titans, Saints, Bills, 49ers, and I picked the Raiders. How about that? 10. It was 10 picks.
Congratulations.
Okay, you win, man. Congratulations.
Debo says you are funny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, be quiet.
My NFC brother, thank you.
Well, hey.
His team, his team was going to be 10-7, and his team is only 7-10.
After this man just said you congratulate, you go, damn.
You went at him hard.
You on the line, me, Ma.
Congratulations, Miss T.
Thank you. You can't let me bring your crown. Thank you, girlfriend.
Ladies Rue.
My goodness. You see what I'm saying?
Have mercy, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Y'all
the girls
it.
Rock, Miss T.
They knew it, too.
Say it one more time, girl. Say it one more time. They ain't hear you.
The ladies
we
rock.
Heard enough.
We took it over.
We heard enough.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all. Let's say this. Next week for the picks, it's going to be very different. We're going to do something different. We're going to explain everything, but it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be just a tad bit harder, and we're just going to, mix it up because, the games are so short now, and it's going to be far few between. So we're going to make it just a little bit harder for everybody, and we're going to make it fair, but we're going to just make it a little bit harder for everybody to get to be the winner. So y'all just be on the lookout for that. So y'all better be paying attention to these games.
Go
49ers. Also, since we're going into the playoff, guys, the buy-in is going to be higher. The buy-in is no longer $5 because we're in the playoffs now. It's going to be $10 to get in, and then the Super Bowl. Because it's the Super Bowl, it's going to be 20.
Okay.
All right.
That's a hard bargain.
That's $10 for all of the playoffs. The actual Super Bowl will be 20. And like Ms. T alluded to, each week we're going to add something different to the picks in order for you to be a winner. And you're going to, before it's all over with, you're going to almost have the perfect stat line score winner for each game. So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot.
Exactly. It's no more of that, like DMV Kale. I'm guilty as I don't know what of it. just looking at a team and saying, oh, yeah, they're going to win. Okay, that's what I want. Oh, okay, this is what I want. No, no, no. We're going to have to actually look at each team, what they bring, what they're lacking, what each team has as a benefit, and then you make your pick from there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, everyone. It's going to be fun. And congratulations, Lady T, you know, you're Bama, but we love you. Meemaw, that lady move, man. That lady move, man. I'm telling you, Meemaw, you'll know the next time I cheer for you, for real.
That's okay. Go 49ers.
Oh, man.
Hey,
okay, Meemaw. All right, Meemaw.
Meemaw, I got you, girl.
Oh,
I got
Lord.
You.
That's right. Reese, go for 49ers too, Reese. We together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reese, Debo told me to tell you thank you for the two wins you gave him, or I would have, or he would have only had five wins. So thank you.
Ooh.
For that.
I know that's right, Debo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Debo, I'm going to tell you like this. When you talking trash like that, I'm going to bring you on air. Because people, 57 and the crew, don't believe it's you.
Kel probably made that up. Kel probably said that anyway.
Debo, here we go. Here we go. Come on, Debo. You on air. You want to start this mess? Come on, Debo. What's up?
Come on here and say,
okay,
what you talking about? Why you say that,
Kay?
I'm
going to
crack up.
Man. Go ahead, Debo. The line is yours. Oh, this Bama going to get anti private eye quiet.
Hey, Kel, drink some water real quick.
Wow.
Drink some water, Kel. Drink some water,
wow.
Kel. You can get the voice better. You can get the voice back.
Wow. I ain't never seen nobody scare my man like this, yo. I'm hurt now. I ain't never seen nobody get my man this quiet. This man done talk. He done gone good movie quiet on me, yo. Hey, look. And I know he read this text when he texted it to make sure that all his trans talk was in order. Now you ain't got nothing to say. Brand new socks and shoes.
Hey, man. You know I'm gonna roll. You said that. You know I'm gonna.
Man, you can't go on like this.
You know I'm on the road, man. You know I'm on the road. Hey, but now I'm responding back from the little slick thing Teresa said, you know, which you try to say, but I said 6-7-10 with the 10-7 thing, you know. So I'm just responding back to that. I was responding back to that. You know, if it wasn't for those two wins you gave me, I only had five. So I appreciate it. And congratulations moving forward.
Thank you, bro. But you just put your hands on the phone. You shot me on pinky toe. I'm going to need somebody to take 57 phone, man. 57, you're a problem. 57 can take a picture of the playoffs, and he said Cowboys exit here.
Oh.
You did it wrong. But
that's right.
Daddy Lionel's going to whip that boo-boo next week.
Hey, 57.
Yo.
Hey, 57.
Go for it.
57. I say,
Yes, sir.
You think you'll have enough energy, man, to get through the game?
To get through the game?
No. To get through, to finish the game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. We going to go out there and put a defense on them. You haven't seen us play in a long time. You won't be telling you. We're going to beat Kansas City. Watch
okay.
What I tell
you.
I hope y'all do.
I want to ask two questions on that. So, no, matter of fact, I'm going to ask one. So about the thing with the coach dancing in the locker room, so I guess that means they got over that thing with Antonio Brown did in the locker room then, right? So I guess he got past that.
What they got to do with anything? I didn't see anything about them dancing in the locker room after the game. But if they did dance, it sure was because they won the game and was going to the playoffs. What Antonio Brown did was, well, I'm not going to answer it the way you want me to answer it, bro. So you might as well stop asking me that way.
I can't say that, baby, yeah? You're not going to answer it the way he wants you to answer.
Oh, of course not.
That's the one thing you don't see right there.
Well, hey Debo, I'll answer for you. It's okay for the coach to dance. Players can't dance. You know what I mean? They don't want the players showing that type of excitement. So that's not the actual.
First of all, if you're going to ask me a question about what happened, ask me the actual question. Ask me the actual, because he didn't ask me the actual question. He didn't ask me the actual question. He just pulled out some, but it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
First of all, I'll ask the question the way I want to, bro. And I answer the way I want to.
And when you wrong, I'm gonna tell you, you wrong.
Well, we cool with that.
Don't get mad at me because you ain't in the playoffs, bro. Don't get mad at me because you ain't in the playoffs. I'm sorry.
Come on, my bad.
My bad. I still love you, bro. I love you, bro. I love you.
Don't do that.
Hello.
I love you.
I know you love everybody. Can I just say one thing? I won week 18, and you guys.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
We need to bring it back to sports. You guys, bring it back to the sports.
We are talking sports, Tree.
Yeah, Tree, we are talking sports.
I don't want them to be arguing. No,
it's a healthy argument. We ain't no hate. It's a healthy, debate.
It's not an argument.
Okay, let me direct this to
Miss Trees. Who y'all play in the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Y'all play the Rams?
We got the Cowboys.
No, we got the Rams.
No, we got the Cowboys.
They're going out first round, Debo. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gracious. I'm going to have to analyze this game.
There you go, Debo. Make sure you watch that.
Hey, I'm
analyzing. Yes, ma'am. 4:15 Sunday.
Right, 4:15 Sunday, and then we going to Dallas to play the game. They're not good at home. We always beat them at home. Their whole stadium going to say 49ers. Watch where you see it.
Garoppolo quarterback.
At home.
Yes.
Garoppolo quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Trey Lyons
might
say
too. That's about five.
Hey, Tree. Yes, wasn't with a whole lot of confidence, dog. I need some confidence behind it, y'all.
Confidence, bro. Every time Garoppolo plays, we win.
Okay.
So I'm confident.
Give me some enthusiasm, dog. You said Garoppolo playing, you said yes. Nah. supposed to be like, hey,
we just like, say it with your chest.
I don't gotta prove it like that. He been winning up. Every time somebody says something bad about him, he prove him wrong every time. Just like y'all laughing right now. Somebody in our house, me or Tang, one of us, come Monday, Tuesday on the show, we're gonna be sad. But you know,
hey, you know what, young? The corner has put a sour taste in my mouth, man. We got 57 worried about the team that lost that ain't even playing, and we got Treats saying one of them, the Cowboys, and I know it's reality, but you ain't ever supposed to put no jank, no bad mojo on your squad. Come on, sis.
That's not bad mojo. That's facts. I'm real. I'm a reality type person. I don't live in no fantasy world. What I'm trying to say is, in this house, what matters to me is one of us is going to be. This is reality. I got confidence in my team. He got confidence in his team. But guess what? Somebody is going to lose.
First, the Fat Boys break up.
Yes, then Washington.
And now it. What's he going to do?
Why y'all got so much venom against Washington, man? We looking at our wounds, man. Hey, but for real, though, Tree, if Washington would have made it, and we had the Cowboys, that's what Shell would be saying. You would not hear Terrell say, Washington.
Getting on this couch with us. Oh, that's all I know. Somebody coming on this couch.
The Steelers and the Cowboys.
Okay.
Somebody coming on this couch.
Hold. I heard somebody say Steelers and the Cowboys.
Oh, y'all be on the couch next time. Y'all be on the couch next week this time.
Okay. I was being quiet that time, too, man. I won't say it a word. Steelers and the Cowboys. Oh.
We got something for y'all.
I think it's gonna be the Cowboys, but yeah. We ain't gonna be one of them. The Cowboys will be one, but we won't be one.
They got John.
We going to the huh?
The Steelers seat first.
I'm gonna tell you something.
They put the Steelers seat down first.
All I'm trying to tell you is, if you want to win, you better stick with the Steelers.
The steel curtain has failed.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, look, when we're in the Super Bowl, and I'm saying to you now, mark it, we're going.
Yeah, y'all can go, but y'all ain't playing.
Me and my girl.
Tell me mama things.
That is bougie, huh? Look at that. Look at that. Tell me, Ma. Tell him. You can go over there and play.
You ain't playing. You can always go. So they got seats for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, unfortunately, we got an invite. Some teams didn't get an invite. I don't know if your team did or not.
We wasn't looking forward to going. We knew we wasn't going. We wasn't psyched up. Like
yeah,
that.
Man. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, we got an invite. We got an invite. So we'll be there.
Doing what? Not serving popcorn.
Hey, not the first game.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Y'all gonna be shaking that fade. Watch yourself, huh? Yeah, y'all gonna be entertaining. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. No,
that's
hey,
Kansas City, right?
Yeah, Kansas City. All jokes aside, okay. Congratulations to everyone. Whose team made it, you know. And it's too bad that everybody can't win. But, you know, hey, I hope you all that made it, give us some good football, man. Give us some good playoff football this weekend, man.
Hey, Kale. Hey, Kale. No. Hey, look. Yep. Look, we didn't did all the pleasantries, man. Everybody need to lose. Forget that. Everybody needs to move. We got room on the couch. We got room on the couch.
Look, in our game, somebody got to win, bro. Unfortunately for you.
Yeah, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. You know, let's just hope it's a good. Let's just hope it's a good reading towards that.
Hey, well, Tree, I'm rooting for the 49ers because I'm Dudley Do Right getting on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Who is
going to
do
home.
Right, yeah?
We just build our home, so we're going to be at home.
Tank. Hey, Tank, why that man call you Dudley Do Right? Hold on.
He got it on mute again. Tank,
he's all clear. He should be coming through. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, man, you know, don't forget, guys, Thursday we're going to have a new format with the picks. We're going to have a new format with the picks. And for the first time, there will be a Monday night game in the playoffs. So we're going to have three games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, and one game Monday night. So,
Ron.
Excuse me?
It's two games on Saturday, three games on Sunday, and one game on Monday.
Didn't I just say that?
No, you said
two games.
Yeah, you said two.
Reversed it.
On Saturday. Okay, two on Saturday, three on Sunday.
Okay.
You got it. And the winners would be the Tampa Bay, 49ers, and the Chiefs.
We'll see about that.
You might have the Cowboys and everything. I know that, but this
so,
week we're
listen. I'm going to tell y'all right now. For this weekend's picks, this weekend's playoff picks, Lady T, if I'm correct, check me if I'm wrong, we're going to do winners, losers, scores, and what else was it that we added to it?
What's the takeaway?
Okay, yeah. Rushing yards for the offense and takeaways on the defensive side. For example, San Francisco, Dallas. Okay, if you're picking San Francisco, You'll say San Francisco 28, Dallas 21. San Francisco rushing 150, Dallas rushing 102. San Francisco 2 takeaways, Dallas none. Okay? Y'all got that? So you're basically writing the line for each game. But we're only using rushing and takeaways. Rushing for the offenses and takeaways for the defenses. Y'all mm-hmm. with that?
Yeah.
I know we're going to have to break it down again. I know we're going to have to break it down again, but that's cool. But I want you guys to get in your mind exactly what format we're going to be using. I want you guys to know and try to get familiar with the format that we're actually going to be using.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Anything else? Anybody got anything else they want to say? All right. Since everyone is cat got everybody's tongue, including 57.
Lou,
we want you to have your phone number and how people can get on your show available on Thursday, okay?
So tell me on Thursday then, correct?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
I'll do that.
So
all right.
Come prepared Thursday. All right. Good night.
I'll take it.
Go ahead, Lady T. It's your show, babe.
Okay. Well, you guys know already that we had to bury my uncle, Uncle Willie. I just wanted to dedicate the show to Uncle Willie. And we also lost his daughter, my cousin, Tay. I want to also send up some prayers. I want y'all to send up some prayers to our family. We are really grieving at this moment. But we are making it, and we are doing the best that we can at this particular time. I just wanted to put that out there. Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love, love, love you guys. That's why I always tell you guys how much I love you guys, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. That's why I always tell you guys how much I love you guys. Kale and Ms. T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can also follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcClain. You guys love someone, love on them, and we'll see you guys right back here Thursday. Have your picks ready, put them in your mind, and put them in your soul. We'll see you guys here Thursday at 5 p.m. sharp. I love you guys.
All right. Congratulations once again to Lady T, my co-host with D-Most. You know what I mean? And, hey, thank you guys again for this 2 hours that you've given to us, shared with us. We thank you for the content. We thank everyone who chimed in. We thank everyone who listened in. And love somebody, man. Love somebody. You never know what your smile, your hug, your kiss, or whatever may do for the other person in terms of lifting their day up. So let's do that, y'all. Let's do that. And we'll catch up with y'all Thursday. All right.
Yes.